The gay rights debate, Genesis is losing.
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the video, Genesis, the key to reclaiming the culture.
You know, I'm convinced that the more people reject the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis, well, the easier it is for them to accept immoral practices such as homosexual behavior. Let me give you an example. A New Orleans newspaper once printed a commentary entitled, "In Gay Rights Debate, Genesis is Losing." Now, the column points out correctly that in Genesis, God intended marriage to be between one man and one woman. But the author's next paragraphs undermine the Genesis foundation. He writes, quote, "Ah, Genesis, heaven and earth created in 6 days, a serpent that talks and a 600-year-old man building an ark, just the guide we need to set rational policy," end of quote. You see, by mocking Genesis, the commentator removed the foundations upon which the institution of marriage stood. Of course, this opens the door to compromise thinking on homosexuality and a number of other issues. Let's uphold the authority of Scripture, beginning with the book of Genesis and its important foundational doctrines.
Ken Ham has recorded dozens of videos over the years, and perhaps the most popular one is Genesis, the Key to Reclaiming the Culture. For your gift of any size today, we'll send Ken's excellent DVD right out in the mail to you. Call our nonprofit ministry toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or get the DVD through our website of answersoffer.org.